Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, it's a Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions podcast. Last time I saw these guys, it was actually in studio. But we are not allowed in the studio right now for safety reasons, and we cannot congregate together. And we certainly can't be always naked together. We have a band called Always Naked. Yay! What's up, guys? How you doing? Actually, let's go around the room, the virtual room. We're all in Zoom, so... why don't you introduce yourself again and then tell us where you're Zooming from tonight?
All right. My name is Skylar. I'm the lead singer of Always Naked. I'm Zooming from the old Fifth Avenue Tavern because we had Taco Tuesday tonight and it was delicious.
Yeah.
Dude, Rah-Rah, you better go next, bro.
I'm Rahul. I play drums. Zooming from Bellevue.
All right.
Bellevue.
Yeah.
He's laying down. He's relaxing.
You're in Bellevue right now.
I am in Bellevue.
Who is she?
My name is P-Word Kelly. I'm Zooming in from East Lake Bar and Grill at the Tiki Bar.
All right.
It's closed, but I'm here.
You guys are both at bars. Rahul's not at a bar. He's... on a couch. I think he's with some Super Mario characters. Pretty chill. P-Word, Skylar, do you guys work at these bars?
Yes. I bartend at the Fifth, so.
Nice.
I can be rock star all the time.
Right? P-Word, do you work there?
I work at the East Lake Bar and Grill, and I work at the Green Lake Bar and Grill.
Okay, cool. I guess before we go into the questions about the band and stuff, let's how have you guys been? It's been a bit of a different time since we've seen you last. Obviously, the world has gone in a very strange way. How have you guys been staying sane? How have you guys been staying safe? And how you guys been filling your time aside from, you know, working at the bar?
Boys, take it away.
I guess that's kind of a loaded question, but yeah, just wanted to do
that. Yeah, it's tough.
I'm gonna make them go first.
A wellness check on you guys.
I can go first, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
I did the whole, I mean, we got the announcement, and obviously I'm a bartender.
Yeah.
And I was here at East Lake, actually, and they gave the announcement, and I was like, well, out of a job. That's it.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? But I was fortunate enough to work for another restaurant and sell takeout the whole time.
Nice.
So I've pretty much been, you know, what do you call it? The quote unquote essential.
Essential,
you know,
worker.
Selling takeout the whole time. Yeah, the essential worker and doing that whole thing the whole time, you know. And once we got to the phase one or whatever, we all just decided it was time to start cranking out music. And
yeah,
that's what we've literally been doing all of our spare time, is just going hard. You know, working and shooting music videos, pretty much all we've been doing.
Nice.
Yeah. That's it for me. You're that.
And Skylar and Rahul, how about you guys?
Yeah, just, I don't know, same thing, just kind of working. I was working from home for a while. I teach music, so I was
doing
a bunch of Zoom video lessons. It was kind of weird, but School of Rock is back open to... in-person lessons, which is nice, you know, with social distancing and
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. That's been good. I've also been working at a venue up in Shoreline, Aurora Borealis, doing live stream shows there. So it's cool to get on that other side of live stream shows instead of just, you know, playing them, but going to do the audio and visual stuff. So
could you shout out some of the bands that you've worked with for the live streams?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Woodshed? I think Woodshed did one.
Yeah. Yeah. They were one of them. There was, it's kind of hard to remember the name.
It's all good. You can remember. We'll go to Skylar and you can remember and we'll come back to you with that one.
We're going to give him a moment.
Yeah, no problem. How have you been?
I've been, I've been pretty fine. I mean, it kind of was a bummer. I was literally at work when I found out that our bar was closing. And then I got bum rushed by a bunch of people because it was the last, it was like the last call kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was like the highlight of that. And then, you know, just basically hung out, decided, you know what, we need to get together and make music. And, you know, obviously distancing with all the masks and all that, keeping safe. And like we were talking about earlier before the boys got in, I started taking like online workout classes.
Yeah.
I was like sick of just sitting at home. So I've been like working on my fitness.
Hell yeah. Getting yoked.
Gains, bro.
Yeah. Before we go into talking about
more weights get dates, yo.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Before we go into talking about the new Always Naked record, I'm curious about, so obviously there's a lot of like negative news every day and we can be kind of, I could certainly be consumed with a lot of that. If I'm just scrolling through my feed, it can be kind of a negative feedback loop and it can be a bit overwhelming. If that's happening to you, what's one album that you can put on that can just bring you back to life? That can like be a positive energy for you? Is there an album in particular that like you can think of that is just like a grounding and like a positive life force for you?
Okay, this one is amazing. Alabama Shakes, Boys and Girls, every single time. Anytime I get down, I listen to Hold On because Brittany, you got this.
Nice.
All day. She's got my
Alabama Shakes. Okay.
Oh, I love her. I love her.
I like it.
I know, I was very excited. I was jumping on that real quick.
Okay. You had the answer ready to go. What about you, Rahul?
I'd say Peach Pit. The album is You and Your Friends. Came out a couple months ago, but it's really good. Everyone should check it out. It's amazing. It's pretty chill, but like, I guess I don't listen to that much like chill, like indie stuff, but that's like a really good one. The melodies and everything are amazing. Harmonies.
Yeah.
Instrumental stuff, production, just all around great album.
I'll have to check it out, man. And P-Word, what about you?
I think I've listened to the Dillinger Escape Plan Miss Machine record like 3 times in the past couple months.
Yeah, get some aggression out.
It just soothes me, man. It doesn't get any aggression. It just makes me feel
really
happy.
Okay, right on, man.
It's just an old thing I used to listen to, and I'm. That's good. That this machine from Dillinger Escape Plan right now.
Okay, right on, man. Well, if you put all three of those artists together, Peach Pit, Alabama Shakes, and Dillinger Escape Plan, you get Always Naked.
Okay.
Can you imagine
that? That works.
That would probably sound like audio diarrhea if you put all three of those together. Probably. That would be intense, but I don't know. Who knows?
Now I'm curious.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
Pretty vibes going into one.
Well, enough about other people's music. We're here to talk about the new Always Naked record called Soundcheck. It's out now, 10 songs. You can order it. You can stream it on Bandcamp or any place that you can stream music. I would suggest to order it on Bandcamp because that's an awesome, awesome source for musicians that is very fair to artists and gives a lot of the proceeds go to artists. And obviously, you know, with the fact that artists can't tour, can't play, most of their chances to actually make some money are kind of cut out from underneath them. So I would suggest Bandcamp. But that's just me going on a little bit of a platform there. I wanted to ask you guys, did you guys have this record ready to go right before quarantine? Or were you working on it during quarantine? Yes. How far ahead of were you with the record?
Sky, you got this or?
Oh yeah, sure. I thought you were going to answer. Okay.
I got it.
No, you so
got it.
Weirdly enough is like the week before we shut down and went to the stay at home order, we were actually at the studio finishing and finalizing the last song.
Oh my God. That's great luck.
And that weekend, the, our sound engineers and our producer were like, hey, we want you guys to come back in for a couple of things. And then 2 days later, it was like, stay at home, don't hang out with people, whatever, don't even hang out with your band members. And we were like, oh, snap.
Guess,
so yeah. Then we actually ended up, Rahul, didn't you end up like recording something and then sent like emailing it to them so it could add it to, like, it was all there.
Yeah, I sent a couple of keys parts over after the fact. But yeah. I mean, it worked out nice because like recording some stuff, like, it's great to go to a studio, but being able to put in like MIDI keyboard stuff on your laptop is pretty easy now.
Nice.
Not the olden days of having to go to the studio for every little thing.
Yeah, that's what ended up working. So we actually did have all the recordings basically. And then we just kind of, you know, pieced little things together over time until they finally had, you know, everything mixed and mastered and ready to rock and roll.
Was there any debate about holding off on releasing the album till you could like play to support it, or what was that decision? Were you guys just like, we got to get this out, or what was the decision process?
There was, so like she said, like we got the whole thing recorded before the shutdown order, and we sat around and we made sure we mixed and mastered and all that stuff. Then when are we supposed to release it? Are we supposed to raise attention, you know, for ourselves back then or whatever? And then we had a huge movement, and that was around the time when phase one started happening in Seattle, and we're bartenders, of course. So we're going back to work. Should we do this? But we didn't want to raise attention for ourselves because there's a huge Black Lives Matter movement going on, and we didn't want to do that either.
Yeah.
Not that that's over or anything, but it's just like, now we feel we want to show everybody our music. We want to show people what we can do, what we have done. It feels good, man. We sat on it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Which is pretty good, because since then we've actually written a lot more music.
Mm-hmm.
We've been inspired. We've been cranking stuff out, feeling really good about everything. And I think it's really cool to like sit on a record for a long time, because you're like, oh, we recorded that, now we want to record this. And now it's like, things are going good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Right on. Well, we're actually going to go into one of the songs from the album, and this is one that I believe Skylar chose. This is a song called Lip Gloss, and anyone want to tell me about this song before we jump right in? Anything to say?
Skylar, man, that's her stuff.
I kind of write the lyrics of the songs, and this song is about my best friend Morel growing up, and how, you know, over time, you know, best friends from high school, you end up, you know, you were so tight and then you just kind of drift apart, but that's okay because you're growing up and it's all good. It's all right.
It's all right. We all move apart, but we all, you know, have those good memories, right? So,
absolutely.
This is Always Naked here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. This is brand new music from their album Soundcheck. It's Lip Gloss.
Lip gloss lingers on.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Stay Home Sessions doing the podcast with Always Naked. We're zooming. We were talking off air, doing some dirty jokes. You can hear it. You can subscribe for the Patreon version. No, I'm just kidding. There's no Patreon. But you'll have to just imagine what the things are. I'm sure you can imagine. We'll just say the word WAP.
Got a dirty mind.
Just WAP. Just place. Look into it. Yeah. So anyways, the new album is called Soundcheck. Tell me a little bit about the process of writing the album. So now it's like, you said you kind of sat on this record for quite a while. This is your first full-length record. Who is the primary songwriter for the band, and what do you guys have like a process for that as far as like collaboration? Is there one main songwriter? Do you guys collaborate? How does that? Do you guys have a formula, or is it always kind of up in the air?
We have a formula, kind of.
All right.
So I think I'll say something. I like to write songs about my life,
yeah,
and sometimes they sound a little crazy, and all the boys just kind of reel me in and make it sound cool. I think that's the process, because like definitely if you listen to the lyrics of the album, it's definitely from a place of a woman being in the world, for sure. But P-Word and Rahul and Shane and everybody that wrote this album with me, I really believe that we all wrote it together, because they helped me so much find exactly what I wanted the song to sound like, you know, and they made it sound, I think they made it sound real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, real quick, why don't we shout out who's not with us tonight on the call?
So Shane isn't with us today.
Yeah.
He is actually working on, and I'm, because he's a crazy smart kid, okay, he's not a kid, let's be real, but
22 is not a kid, it's all right.
Yeah, he's not 20, he's not a kid, I guess, but he's super smart, so he's actually working on opening up his own garage in Whidbey Island right now, so he's like super swamped for that.
Cool.
So we're just kind of letting him do his thing.
Yeah, right on. So so you said that they kind of reel you in as far as the songwriting, like you said you kind of go a little crazy sometimes and they reel you in a little bit.
Oh gosh, yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes when I present them a song, so I'll write a song like first chorus, and maybe I'll add a little bridge in there, but it sounds like maybe super country or like super, super poppy.
Yeah.
And then it's nice because the boys be like, oh, I hear what you're trying to do here, and then make it actually sound how I want it. I would like it to sound, because
yeah,
I'm not country, but sometimes it comes out a little twangy.
Okay. Do you listen to a lot of country music? How does it come out that way?
No, I grew up.
No,
with
she
a
just
mom.
Raised country, man.
Yeah, I grew up with a mom who was raised in Texas.
Okay.
And so, but I was raised here, so like listening to her, and she listened to country music, but I only enjoy women country music. That's where.
Not
I
a Toby Keith girl. No Toby Keith.
No. All the Gretchen Wilson, though. All the Gretchen Wilson.
Okay, okay.
Keith can get the heck out of here.
All right. You know, let's kind of talk about this. So what's one album or like CD or MP3 or whatever? What's one artist that is might surprise someone if they look through your collection that you have? Let's start with you, P-Word.
I don't know, man.
Something that might...
I love Weird Al.
Okay, there you go. Amish Paradise,
Devo.
Baby.
Devo's in the top five.
Really? Okay. Are we not men?
Devo's in the top five, dude. Devo's not in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me?
You got a Devo hat?
No, I'm wearing a Kraken hat right now.
Oh, nice. Shout out to the Kraken. Yeah. Do you think that people are going to start going to the Kraken bar thinking that they're only going to be playing hockey, and the people at the Kraken are like, they're going to have like a punk band playing? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God. I hope probably. So. It's going
to
be awesome.
Oh, dude, Kevin. Speaking of the Kraken Bar, we were supposed to have our album release party / beer release party there on July 18th.
Oh.
Yep.
Like our beer release, album release party is supposed to be that day.
We got to talk about your beer here in a minute.
All right.
Rahul, yeah. What about you, man? Is there any artist that might be like a quote unquote guilty pleasure that you don't feel guilty for? Something that like people might think is kind of an odd choice for someone in a rock band?
Well... All that modern country, like pretty boy country music, gets a lot of hate, but I'm a big fan. You know, like Sam Hunt and all those like super cheesy, like Body Like a Back Road type of songs. I love that kind of stuff.
All right, can you give me like 10 seconds of one? Can you sing me one?
Yes, please.
Please?
Oh, man, I don't know if
oh
I can
my
do
God,
that right
yes,
now.
Please.
Please?
No.
Come on.
You'll see my my world premiere of my country career.
Body Like a Back Road, huh?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
It's a banger.
Play it after our rap record, dude.
I really expected you to just bust it out, but man, sorry to put you on the spot like that. Skylar, what about you? Anything that's like, yeah, anything that other than like some Gretchen Wilson, anything that's like kind of out on left field?
I love Disney music.
Oh, what are your favorites?
Pocahontas. I know every word to that soundtrack. Oh, my, you know what? Let me tell you something right now. Josie and the Pussycats from the 2000 Live.
Oh, that's actually a really good pop punk movie. Album. Yeah.
I know every song on that album because it's the best movie ever. And everyone should
fight
watch
me.
It anytime in their life. What? Did you say bite me? What did you just say?
I said fight me.
Rachel Laycook is also a total Abraham Lincoln.
I mean, all the girls that they had in that were just hot as heck. Let's just be real.
I think you could cover that. You could cover some Josie and the Pussycats. What do you think?
That'd be a dream of mine. I was actually thinking of actually setting up a show for Halloween where we all dressed up as Josie and the Pussycats and we covered all their songs.
Guys, what do you think?
My dreams were smushed by COVID-19. Smushed by it.
So, speaking of smushed by it, you said that the July 18th, which is 3 days after my birthday, so I would have showed up all happy-like and ready to hang out at the Kraken as you have your beer release, but didn't happen, obviously. Tell me about the beer. Was it able to be made?
I can feel that one.
Yep.
November, Hellbent Brewing Company will release the Always Naked Soundcheck IPA.
Awesome.
November.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool.
It's going to be dope. Yeah, and they're going to can it this time, too.
So tell me about the process of, like, getting your own beer. Like, do you have friends there? Did they reach out to you? Like, how do you have your own beer?
Dude, I'm at a bar, like, right now where I work. Yeah. Honestly, hey, it's after 10. 10 is the new 2. My beer is gone. I do not have a beer anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't do that anymore. So, no, I've been friends with those guys for a really long time. And, you know, as nervous as it was for me to like contact KSW and ask if we could do Loud and Local, and that turned out pretty well, I was just as nervous to ask my friends at Hellbent if they would make an Always Naked beer. You know, it's kind of a rough question. Like, hey guys, you own a brewery. Would you make a beer for my band? And, you know, we had to have a bunch of sit downs and flavor profiles and, you know, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And what do they want? We figured it out and it worked for the benefit. I mean, the last one we did got a bronze medal for the Washington State Beer Advocates Association.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, that was dope. Yeah. They got
not only are you a good band, but you're a good beer.
Aw. Yeah.
Aw.
So this year I talked to Jack and Randy this year, who are the proprietors of Hellbent Brewing Company, and they're like, it was good last time.
Let's do it
again.
Yeah.
This time we're going to can it more, which is cool because we get to put a QR code on there. It's going to link to websites and ways to purchase merchandise and stuff. So like purchase records.
That's cool.
So like a distributed beer is going to be around Seattle. That's an Always Naked soundcheck IPA from Hellbent. It's gonna be great.
I mean, and that's a good name for a beer anyways, so people won't even know, might not even know it's for a band. They'll get it and they'll be like, what's this QR thing? And then they'll just scan it and then get access to your fin music. Well, and it'll be the soundtrack to them getting naked.
Yeah. But also this year they're gonna actually use the record, the Always Naked soundcheck label.
Oh, that's rad.
Be a label for the beer.
Oh, cool.
So it's got the guitars in the background and the naked chick in the background, or the naked bust, and then like it's going to have the QR code and stuff. That's going to be fun,
Dolores,
man.
Dolores, keyword. Be nice.
Wait, who's Dolores?
Whatever.
We got to get the story.
Dolores.
The
Abigail.
Skylar, can I get the story?
Hello?
About Dolores?
Yes. So Candace has been really amazing to our brand, I think. She's been a good friend of mine.
Heather
also, you know, she goes by a lot of names, whatever she goes by, any name really, which is my favorite part. So it's kind of fun to think up all the names that she would probably like to be called, because she doesn't want to be just one name, right?
Yeah.
So
woman's got to express herself, man.
We were actually on tour, which is kind of fun. We were touring, what was that, a summer or two ago? I can't remember. It must have been two summers ago. We were going around, going to like Roslyn and to Walla Walla.
Yeah.
Showing everyone our music at the time. And we'd stopped at one of the antique stores. And there she was, just glorious and Abigail, just hanging out, looking adorable. I really wanted her. But she was $70. I was like, that's real expensive.
Yeah.
Girl, you better calm down. So we left her. And then Heward, out of nowhere, was like, hey, by the way, I drove back and found Stacy. And she was all of $30. And I said, wow. Oh, my Lord, get her. And he said, yeah. Yes. And she's been a part of my family ever since.
Yeah. It was a 1970s bus that I found at a Thorpe fruit stand for $30. And we've carried around and had it's kind of like, you know, a band's mascot you put in front of the band the whole time, you know, like Primus has the space people.
Yeah.
And like who else has whatever behind them and stuff. Like we just decided to have something that we could show that like is a symbol, which made it onto the cover of the record, which will also make it on the cover of the beer or the can of the beer, you know?
That is awesome. You got some lady that was just growing old and now she's a part of this young hip band.
Yeah. And the fun part is like we choose to rename her like every time we see her, because it's funny.
All right, Gertrude.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Beatrice. That's awesome. So we're gonna actually go into another one of the songs. This is Reddit 359. So what you gotta you gotta explain this one.
You want me to explain it? Rahul's laying there right now with no pants on. He can explain it.
All right.
Yeah, come on, you stay still.
Yeah, it's Reddit 359. It's a story about when you send a text, a very heartfelt text that, you know, you put a lot of thought and effort into. And you look at your phone later wondering, oh, where's my reply? And all you see is that they read the message at 3:59, probably 3:59 a.m., because it's one of those texts. But, you know, that's the story.
Okay, I got a question for you before I go into it. Would you, if you were to pour your heart out or, you know, some weird thirsty text to someone at 3:59, would you rather them read it or give you the thumbs up? Just no response or a thumbs up? What would you prefer?
Probably the thumbs up. Give me a little chuckle.
I might just prefer the red. I don't know. The thumbs up's kind of patronizing. Like, don't thumbs up me.
I'd be so pissed. I'd be so mad if someone sent me a thumbs up. I'd be like, oh, it's like that then.
Or just...
how mad would you be? Skylar, how mad would you be? Would you write a song about it?
Hopefully.
All right.
Or just the response with the letter K. It's like okay.
With the period.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's go into the song. This is Red at 3:59. It's Always Naked here on Loud and Local.
What do? I scream my shout. your girl. I'm out.
It's Always Naked here on Loud and Local. That was Red at 359. That's off the brand new album Soundcheck. It is available now. You'll be able to get a beer to go with your album. So is this album available in physical copies? Can people order that, or is there like a pre-order for that, or what's the deal?
Not yet.
Okay. It's what I imagined, because a lot of
it's hard, dude.
Yeah, right now especially.
Are we supposed to sanitize every single copy?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
It's easier just to go on Bandcamp and press the $7 button, like you said earlier.
Exactly, exactly. So, what are your guys' hopes for 2021? I don't know. Like, what a weird question to ask. Like,
well,
are you guys hoping to do some live streams in the chance of not being able to do live shows? Or,
what we want to do, what we're trying to do right now, is you asked earlier what we've been doing this whole time.
Yeah,
we've been recording music videos.
Yeah.
So our hopes for next year is to continue what we're doing right now, and I want everybody to know right now that we're doing new music Mondays.
Cool.
So we released the record 2 Mondays ago. 2 days ago, we released our first music video for that record.
Awesome.
And then we wanted to keep rolling. You know what I mean? So we have a few in the can that we're going to release, but every single Monday, we're going to keep releasing stuff.
That's awesome.
Yep. New music videos, new music, that kind of thing.
New music Mondays. I like it. That's keeping things fresh, keeping things people on their toes, and that's awesome. Who's helped you record the music videos, and have you done that yourselves, or what was that process like?
That's all Skylar right there.
Oh.
I do a lot of stuff, I guess.
Nice. So you're the video director?
I'm not that cool. No, I just came up with a plan, and I just told all the boys to come up with a one take video. Rahul came up with one, Fewer came up with one, so on so forth, and we just keep on, every time we have a spare moment, we just record something and put it to a song.
So, nice.
The one that was done today is going to be absolutely gorgeous. I'm so excited to show everyone. We actually are going to drop it on this coming Monday because it's so beautiful.
This coming Monday.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Wow.
We just shot this. We just shot this music video today with the Seattle PI building in the background and the space needle in the background.
Yeah.
And because of like the weather that's going on right now, it's like super smoky and stuff. Mm-hmm. We shot it like right at sunset and it's going to be good.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited. I don't want to like give anything away, but I'm just really stoked about it.
So just follow you guys and on Monday, next Monday, this video will be out this week. This week, so people will know to check out next Monday.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And the Monday after that, we already have like 6 or 7 videos in the can, so it's good.
Oh my god, that's dope. Yeah. So what would you sing if I had to get you guys at karaoke right now, socially distanced karaoke, got you all drunk? What song would you choose, Skylar? And then Rahul, and then P-Word. What songs? What song would you choose if you were forced to sing a song at karaoke?
Sex and Candy by Marcy's Playground. Love that song.
All right. I smell sex and candy.
Candy, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's great. You did a good, way better. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's a singer.
What?
I'd probably do Come Sail Away by Styx. That's been like my latest jam.
Styx or Eric Cartman?
Or Enya. Sail away, sail away, sail away. Enya? Come on.
There's this like really cool punk cover of it too. It's by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. It's really sweet. It's my alarm.
Nice.
Just for fast version. No piano ballad intro or anything. But yeah. Quite the banger.
And P-Word, what about you? What's your go-to for karaoke right now?
I've only ever sang 2 songs karaoke, so I'll go to my first. I'll say I'm Just a Girl by No Doubt.
All right. I'm Just a Girl by No
Whatever.
Doubt.
It's lame. I don't do karaoke, so it's my only 2 answers.
So
an awesome answer, though. Both of those were great.
Well, the only other one I've done is All the Small Things by Blink-182.
That's a good one.
I've only done 2.
All the small things.
Okay.
Is that how I would sound? Nice.
That's exactly how you would sound.
Is that a P-Word karaoke Blink 182 cover? Small things. Two things.
All right. My final question, guys. Would you rather eat poo-poo that tastes like ice cream or ice cream that tastes like poo-poo?
See, this is the ongoing KSW question.
Oh, no comment.
I'll eat ice cream. No, I'll eat ice cream that tastes like poo-poo.
Okay.
That's great. Because
at least it's still ice cream, right? Like poo-poo.
It's not very pleasant. I go for poop that tastes like ice cream.
I would never eat poop.
But if it tasted like ice cream...
No.
Yeah.
Because then you're eating poop. Don't eat poop. This is an ongoing KSW question. I know this happens, and I'm going with the ice cream, dude. It tastes like poop.
I feel like it's almost akin to like the Harry Potter jelly bean situation.
Ooh, I had those for a while.
So you have to have. You know what I mean? Like, are you going to eat the one that tastes like vomit? Probably, because you're curious. And I was like 12, so probably have to try. The ice cream that tastes like poop just out of sheer curiosity. But what a horrible choice.
Some people drink their own pee, so, and they say it's healthy for you, so maybe even
they don't say it's healthy for you.
Yeah, they do. Like your
no,
first
they don't. Who's they?
Oh, a lot of people.
A lot of people. No, they say it's sterile. That means people can drink it. That's like Coca-Cola is sterile too. Not good for you.
Oh, it's not good for you.
No,
with
it's
that
not.
Fresh morning pee when all you drank is water.
Yeah, but what about when all I had was spicy food and beer the night before and it's liquid and then that's poo? You want to have some you know, liquid poo. I mean, it tastes like ice cream. There's many different versions of this, and nothing gets close to the actual fact of the matter that it's better to have ice cream that's actually made of milk and sugar that tastes like poop than actually eating poop.
All right. I'll do a less poop one, okay? Would you rather have all of your money stolen?
What?
Would you rather have all of your money stolen from you and be completely broke, or have scabs cover 99.9% of your body?
Oh. Gnarly.
I don't have that much money, so scabs is fine.
Yeah, same. You can take all $400 that I have and call
it. Yeah, I don't have.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, that sounds super
painful. What kind of scabs, too? Like, are they like road rash scabs or burn scabs?
I don't know.
It's easier.
Scabs are painful. And they
can I create my own scabs?
Yeah.
I pick a scab.
I can create my own scabs?
Who else?
Like sunburn scabs.
Who else has a would you rather question before we jump into your last song? Who's got a would you rather that they'd like to share with the class? this or that? A would you rather? No? No one? Off the top of your head?
Dude, you caught me off guard so hard on those two right there.
Yeah, I'm not prepared for this. I don't have any. I'm not
would you
funny.
Rather? Would you rather do something?
Write serious socks.
All right. Would you rather have wet socks or cool shoes?
What?
You wet socks are terrible. Wet socks are cool shoes. That's
cool
a dumb
shoes?
Question. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Hook me up with those J's. Yeah.
I'll take cool shoes. What?
That was a terrible question.
Well, I know because I didn't know what to say.
All right. All right, I'm going to cut that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, thank
you. You cool. Cut all that out.
Cool. The whole interview. Podcast. Just kidding. No, so...
The whole interview's crap. Next.
So give me one thing, aside from New Music Mondays, one thing that you guys are excited about, whether it be with your band or your personal lives, one thing you're excited about within the next couple months. Is there anything to be excited about? Is it just doom and gloom?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have to say anything, but I can show you something.
Yeah, why don't we show him?
Can I show?
We can show him, and then we'll bring it up.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, well.
So what are you doing over there?
So this is Knuckles. He's actually going to be taking over guitar's part on our new songs because Shane is working on adult things and none of us can grow up. So
yeah,
we decided to stay a band and do garage band stuff. And he's going to go off and do a mechanic garage, which is similar.
But yeah.
Way more sophisticated than what we're doing.
Well, so. Welcome to Always Naked, Knuckles. Kevin.
This is
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, man.
So, Kevin. Oh, hold on, I got it. Oh, we got the wrong ear. Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, so welcome to Always Naked. That's awesome. How did you meet all these guys?
I've been playing with P-Word since high school, so like 20-something years.
Cool. Right on.
And we've just always ended up playing the music together, and so.
We were in Super Geek League together.
An opportunity popped up, and I'm like, yeah, I'll play music, which is...
That's awesome. Well, so, hell yeah. So you're stoked to have you learned the songs from the new record yet?
I've got pretty much everything. And then we've been working on new songs constantly. So full steam ahead.
Absolutely. That's our big excitement for this.
Yeah.
That's our big excitement. Yeah.
That was a cool reveal. Thanks. Thanks for doing that live on the podcast. That's rad. Congratulations, guys.
It's the first time.
That's awesome.
You're like a virgin. It's fun.
Yeah, man. We've been playing together since we were like 15, and we were in Super Geek League together for like 12 years and stuff. And now we're doing this.
Do you work together at the bar?
No, we've been playing music since we were kids. And then, he was in the band Super Geek League with us.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
So it's been...
That's super rad.
That's awesome. I'm very, very excited to have a kind of a new flavor. Our songs are sounding a bit more rocky, if you will. But I don't...
Well, You'll hear the new ones on New Music Mondays.
I don't really know.
Absolutely.
The songs are coming on New Music Mondays.
New Music Mondays.
Hey, that could be a little jingle for you. That's awesome. Can you start a jingle for Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions? Can you do a Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions jingle?
Yeah, rah-rah,
Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Yeah!
It's like reading Rainbow.
I like it. What is your favorite game show? Mine is Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. No, I'm a Family Feud.
That's mine.
Nice.
I like Family Feud.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, Steve Harvey, how can you go wrong?
Raul.
Guts. Do you have it? Guts.
Fist twats for you?
Jeopardy.
Nah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I watched it a lot growing up because my dad loved it. He would watch it every night. So I'd watch it with him and, you know, try and one-up him, but never be able to because he knows so much stuff. But one day I'll be able to.
Shout out Ken Jennings.
Got a bunch of useless knowledge.
Shout out Ken Jennings. Okay, so we're going to go into the third song from the record that we've got here. Oh, no. But before we do, why don't you guys shout outs, thank yous. Actually, first off, what's the best way to support your band and to support your band with the album and all of that? What's the best way to support Always Naked?
I'm going to say currently right now the best way to support is... once again, we're going to plug Bandcamp because it's just been great to us.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of plays, a lot of downloads in the first few days. A lot of really good friends have done that and like helped us.
That's great.
We did very well. We did more. We've never sold records really before.
And also make sure to like and subscribe to YouTube since we are dropping a bunch of music videos. That's kind of where to find them. So you should probably like us and stuff.
Follow and subscribe.
Yeah.
Leave all positive
that,
comments.
Pluggy stuff.
Not trolling bad ones.
I mean, if you want to, but like, I'm sassy. We'll play games, okay? Come at
We'll fight. We'll fight. right on. Well, shout outs and thank yous before we go jump into Oh No.
I will do. Rah, go.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Shout out to everyone that's listened to our music.
Shout out to Bellevue.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Not as good as Seattle, but
okay. Shout out to the old Fifth Avenue Tavern for letting me do my interview here.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. I'm gonna say shout out to the East Lake Bar and Grill at the Tiki Bar because that's where I am right now. But I also want to say what's up to Key and Rick because they are the ones that mixed and mastered, recorded, and everything, and let us come out to. Bainbridge Island. Bainbridge?
Bremerton.
No. Bremerton.
They let us come out to Bremerton, and we went out there, and we got to stay the night at Monkey Trench Studios, and that's where we recorded this record. And, like, super thanks to Rick, because, like, I've known that guy for a long time, and he let us actually spend the night at Monkey Trench Studios.
Yeah.
And he actually came over to our house, and he helped us record, and he helped us, like, get ready for everything. So, like, huge, huge to Rick Vaughn.
Hell yeah.
That's thank awesome. You, well, again, congratulations on the release of the new album and New Music Mondays. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the videos. Again, the band is Always Naked. You can go to alwaysnaked.bandcamp.com. Check out their new album, Soundcheck. Follow them. Check out all their new music videos. And this one's called Oh No. You guys want to introduce this real quick?
No.
What's the deal with Oh No?
Skylar.
Like I said, it's about being a woman in the world. You just get followed and looked at constantly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Exactly. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, thanks for the interview, and we're going to jump right into it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hell yeah.
To keep following, what exactly do you see? Smother me and I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.